Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
And now on Money News, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown. Thanks to Harvey Norman's huge range of personal grooming products for men and women.
Great to have Charlie Brown in with us talking life and technology on a Thursday evening. Good evening, Charlie.
Good evening, Roscoe. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. I'm happier than a person who has an NBN connection, I think. I'm not sure, because I do note the latest telecommunications industry ombudsman report. Now, it basically says that there were 112,500 new complaints to the ombudsman in the last financial year. Mm. The thing that's gone through the roof is complaints about the national broadband network connections and also services as well. Now, I know it's coming off a very low base, so we've perhaps got to cut them some slack, but they still wouldn't want this rate of complaint to continue at this level, I wouldn't have thought.
No, that's exactly right, Ross. But what a lot of this is, where you have to remember, and this I'm hearing a lot from people who are being moved across to the NBN for the first time, and they're finding that the experience of doing so is having some challenges in a number of different areas. One, there is often a time lag, if you like, from moving from one service method of delivery to the NBN method of delivery.
Does that mean you're without a service at all for some period of time?
Some people are experiencing that, and that's one of the things that is would obviously cause a complaint. Second thing is that some people have been having the same plan for 5, 10, 15 years, and they move across to the NBN. They're very happy with the plan that they've got now, and they're asked to choose an NBN-rated plan. And then all of a sudden, they say, well, I don't want the NBN rate plan, thank you very much. I want the current plan that I've got. I'm happy paying what I've got and the service that I've got. But now you're saying you're taking that away from me and I have to move to the NBN. That's potential for cause and complaint as well.
So in other words, let's say, for example, you've got an old ADSL 2 plus line because you live in a regional area, which would be fairly typical, or an outer suburban area, and you're not getting a great service, but you're kind of happy with what you're getting. You get the NBN, you're actually forced onto the NBN. You don't have any choice in these matters, and all of a sudden your bill starts to rise in price, notwithstanding the fact you're getting a better service, but you actually haven't asked for your bill to increase in price.
That's right. So whenever you move or change anything in the world of telecommunications, there often can be an initial, maybe not disruption, but initial challenge as you move to that new service. And I think part of the growth in what's happening with NBN complaints to the ombudsman is the fact that that's going on. Remember that the NBN doesn't actually talk directly to customers as such. It goes through resellers. So it partly is the NBN's issue and it's partly the reseller's issue as well. But at the end of the day, people are complaining about it to the ombudsman. It's because people are fundamentally unhappy about it. So hopefully, as things change and as the network rolls out and more people move on to NBN, and that's going to continue to happen, there's more and more suburbs are greenlit for this, those complaints start to drop.
All right. Now, a couple of other bits and pieces in this report also. It says that of the big telcos, putting the NBN aside for one moment, the Telstra's new complaints decreased by 3.2%. We should explain this goes to June 30 this year. Mm. Vodafone's new complaints dropped 59%, but that would be the hangover from their old previous terrible days, which goes back even a couple of years ago now. Optus had an 18.2% increase in new complaints, largely landline and internet services. iiNet, a 48% increase in new complaints, and TPG, a 7.4% increase. So, you know, all of these telcos have been very, very cognizant of complaints because that means possibly losing a customer to a rival.
And remember, every time somebody goes to the telecommunications ombudsman, the person who actually pays that fee for that complaint to be resolved is actually the telecommunications company itself, Ross. So the telcos don't want complaints at all. But remember, some of those complaint drops you've seen, Vodafone have put in place things like just $5 roaming for when you go overseas, $5 per day roaming. And part of that iiNet complaint issue was obviously because of the amalgamation of the TPG, of the iiNet business into the TPG business and some of the changes that went on there. At the end of the day, if you have a company, you've got customers who are happy, and then that company is bought by another company, and some of the services or the options available to customers change, then that's going to cause complaints as well.
I'll tell you, Charlie, always great to have you in the program on a Thursday evening. Charlie Brown there talking life and technology. Have a good one, Charlie.
Thanks, Roscoe.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.